This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine.
If you thought you were listening to something else, you're going to be very disappointed.
Macca and Tass. Our next guest is the CEO of Equality Australia, Anna Brown. Macca.
Good morning, Anna. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Macca and Tass? Nice to speak to you as always.
Pretty good. Look, we've just done another set of candidate interviews.
We've done Wills, the seat of Wills.
Seat of Wills, the Labor candidate and the Greens candidate. The Liberal candidate... who's an ecologist, missing in action, another one who didn't want to talk to us. My first question, Anna, is you speak to politicians a lot, probably more than you'd wish. Have you found difficulty in engaging or getting engagement back from Liberal politicians during this campaign?
Well, a bit different to you. I'm not trying to get them onto the media to speak to us, but we did have Senator Andrew Bragg appear at our LGBTI election forum, which very grateful that Joy was able to partner with us to make that available online as well, and you can catch up with that if you go to the Joy YouTube channel. So Senator Bragg appeared and spoke to the community then, but we are still waiting for our survey response from the coalition in order to finalise the results and make sure that we can publish the party's positions on LGBTI issues in full, as well as the footage of the broadcast of the forum, and make sure that our community knows where all the major parties stand on the issues that affect them.
Perhaps they sent their answers by Australia Post. You're still waiting.
Anna, I'm going to move the topic a little bit. Trans issues. So much, there's been more said about trans people in the last 5 weeks than I can remember ever in public discourse. Why do you think this is occurring? And are you hearing anything differently behind the scenes?
I think it's been a really appalling and absolutely shockingly cruel debate that we've seen over the last few weeks. It's just been horrific, and I know the trans and gender diverse communities is suffering terribly as a result. And I think it's really unconscionable that this debate is raging in the way that it is, without the voices of trans people driving the policy discussions about issues that affect them. Instead, we've had, you know, straight male shock jocks and politicians having a debate about what's essentially a non-issue around sport and trans people, because we know that all of the sporting clubs out there on the ground are doing their best and working hard to support inclusion for trans people. And it's just been, you know, day after day there's been oxygen and platforming of Catherine Deves and her horrific views, and there just should be no place for those sorts of views. There, she rejects the existence of trans people. And if you dig into the detail of what she says, and we're hearing far too much about this, it's just horrifying.
It's not also correct.
As well as being factually incorrect.
So Catherine Deves and Colleen Harkin, who's the Liberal candidate for McNamara, I was sure I saw them in the discrimination bus the other day, looking for someone to run over.
Oh, Macca.
You'll take that as a
You don't need to respond.
Take that
to
as a comment.
Well, I was really, we need to see more discussion about the real and pressing issues facing trans and gender diverse people, and we need to see trans and gender diverse people at the centre of those discussions, rather than having confected debates designed to stoke division and really it seems to be some kind of dog whistling tactic by certain politicians. But we know from the polling that we've done in seats like Parramatta and Wentworth that not only is this issue of trans women in sport not something that really registers, we know that the vast majority of Australian voters support trans and gender diverse people, support their human rights, support their health and wellbeing, and we know that on balance, attacking the LGBTI community doesn't win you votes, it actually loses you votes. And this is what I hope our political parties will take heed of into the future, and we don't see these sorts of debates raging in the way that they have over the past few weeks.
And there was an interesting piece written in the Fairfax papers the other day by Nikki Sava, where she unpacks this issue and in fact argues that even though this may sacrifice inner urban conservative seats, it actually may gain power and votes in some of the outer urban and perhaps rural seats. Do you think there's truth in that?
Well, like I said, I just don't think that doesn't bear that. When we did the polling in Parramatta, for example, which is held up as one of the seats, I think, that would be less inclined with a lower yes vote, for example, what we found is that the vast majority of people out in Parramatta support trans and gender diverse people, far a higher figure than the majority yes vote back in 2017. So this political debate is very disconnected from everyday people on the ground, and that's why it's so disappointing that we can't lift our game and have a debate about policy and issues instead of contributing to the really staggeringly and appallingly high rates of suicide and depression amongst really vulnerable communities.
So, Anna, what is the timing for the election survey? You said you haven't got a response from the federal government. Do you have a date where obviously you want a response? If you don't get it, what's your cut-off date when you'll actually publish the responses you've got so far?
Yeah, I think we'll have to publish early next week.
Yep.
And make sure that the responses that we do have are out there and the community can make their own mind up about which party they wish to support this election. There was a funding announcement by Labor and the Coalition at our forum, which was...
Yes.
Which was welcome, and also the Greens have committed substantial amounts of funding to LGBTI communities across a range of areas. But we did see Senator Andrew Bragg announced, I think it was, don't quote me on this because it's not in front of me, but I think around $4 million of funding for LGBTI mental health services. And we saw Labor commit to renewing Australia's efforts to end the HIV epidemic,
yes.
I think around nearly $6 million for, I don't know, you might have discussed this earlier, I'm sorry if you have.
No, that's cool.
And
as well as consulting on both HIV and LGBTI health issues, I think it was.
And in many respects, our communities have been sort of kicked around again, and it's really disappointing for me. But I want to try to flip the conversation a little bit, just in the few minutes that we've got left, and ask you, has there been a highlight from a queer perspective in this campaign for you? Give us a positive.
A highlight.
Give something
us a positive.
Gosh.
Oh, you're struggling.
I'm struggling. It's been relentlessly bad. But what was positive was that we did have And I'm really glad that we held the forum that we did last week, because what we did see were the really three representatives from the major parties, all senators as it happens, Senator Janet Rice, Senator Penny Wong and Senator Andrew Bragg, have a really respectful debate as allies and members of our communities, and it was apparent that all three of them are highly supportive of our community, and they, and also that it was a willingness for them to all work together as they have in the past, as individuals, to get good outcomes for our communities. So I think that was probably the highlight for me.
There are too many lowlights, so we won't cover those, Anna. I've got a final question. Election night, where are you going to be at a little gathering or hiding under the doona?
I'll probably gather with some friends and just wait and see what results come through. I think we learnt from last time that you can't really trust the polls, and anything's possible in an election. So, I mean, whatever happens and whoever does form government, from an Equality Australia perspective, we're certainly ready, willing and able to work with whoever forms government and make sure they're held to account and do the best, get the best outcomes they can for LGBTIQ plus people across Australia.
And as soon as you're ready to release your survey results, Anna, let us know. And
we'll circulate it.
We'll post it, of course, on the Joy website and other social media. And thanks for the work you do. It's really important. I can't imagine where we would be without such a strong advocacy organisation as Equality Australia. You do good work. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on, and thanks also for Joy's support and making sure that you're a really important source of accountability and information for our community. You're covering these issues in a way that no other media outlet is. So thanks for all that you're doing as well.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Have a great day, Anna. That was Anna Brown, CEO of Equality Australia.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.